And this is something that obviously really warms our hearts. As we, Maminim, we realize the importance of the Eibishter's love to us. We realize that every minute of our lives, we need the Ahava of the Eibishter. Our Tzlach is totally entirely on the Ahava of the Eibishter to us. And we hear this, I guess we feel very good. After all, we do have Ahavas Yisrael, we love Yidden. And hopefully we'll be zeichet that if Yavalvi gets chayit, that Yisrael Sharon promises us. So then you wonder to yourself, are we really Oyev Yisrael? Do we really love every Yid? The Rambam and the Chinuch both, when they speak about the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, they say the mitzvah is lehev kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael. The mitzvah is to love every single Yid. Can we say we'll be mekayim that chiyuv of kol echad ve'echad? Enochanam, we love rebbeim, tamid chachamim, tzaddikim. But how about the pashta person? How about the simple person in shul who's not a lamdin, who really doesn't know much about anything? We really love him the way we should. How about the bach in yeshiva who's not such a mitzuyan in yeshiva and he's just one of the outcasts, if you could call him as such? Do we look down on him, rachmana litzlan? How about when somebody does an avil to us, when somebody we feel is really giving us tzaris, do we love him also? And Chazal say that until a person has a lacha of a tzayne tzayres, you have to love every single yid. Can we say we love every single yid? And I once said that Chazal say kol agadol mechaver yitzhe gadol himenu. It's specifically true when it comes to the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. Because you have pashta the people, simple people, they love all yidden. When a person starts to grow in ruchnias, he starts to steig hechen hecha, he realizes the importance of a mitzvah, of a avar Torah. And he sees other people who don't have that chashivas, who are not really on that madrega. Then he starts to feel like it bothers him, that person's doing wrong, I have a taina to him. And that's simple sinas yisrael, that's nothing else. The more a person learns, the more a person grows in ruchnias, the more havasrael is supposed to have. The Rambam tells us that the reason we find in the Gemara all over that the Talmud Chacham is called a chava. Why is Talmud Chacham called a chava? Because the Rambam aide Torasei nasa chava lakol. Torah brings a person closer to Havas Avriyas. And this is a problem that many Bnei Torah have when they see a person who's not doing what he should be, when somebody's bothering him. And then we start to feel we're missing on the mid of Havas Yisrael. And that means Rechamon Olsan, we're missing on the Havas that Eibishter has to us. And that's something that we can't afford to lose. Over the years, I encountered here a different problem, which is really a similar problem. Baruch Hashem, we see today Ach Shadara, Gevaldiga, Hisairis for Limud HaTorah. And very often you see people that come from very simple homes, their parents are very simple people. And these Baruchim become Bnei Aliyah, they vaccinate us in Limud HaTorah and Mitzvahs. And a number of times I've been asked this question. So how is it possible? You look at parents who have no shaykhis to Limud HaTorah, they sit and they do what they're not supposed to, they watch television, they read newspapers and all these things. And we have a mitzvah of kibud av ha'em, and a person, he feels like he doesn't know how do you go about to the mitzvah of kibud av ha'em. How do you respect somebody you don't really respect? And the emphasis of the problem is a lot deeper than we think. The chayodim hilchas kibud av ha'em, we call samach zayin. The yikar kibud av zok tebe machshava. In other words, and I'll read this lashon klal samach zayin sees gimel. Shemechavdim b'libayim sheheim chashuvim be'einav u'b'libay. Da'aynu sheyidma be'einav sheheim gedoylam v'nichbada yaretz. That they're gedoylam yaylam. Af she be'einay shar b'ni adam einam chashuvim klal. V'zeh ikka kibud. That's the ikka mitzvah kibud av. She'im lai kein harikzid v'fiv u'b'svasav kaduni v'libay richag menu. Many. That if somebody looks at his parents and he does all the kibud possible, but he doesn't respect them, he doesn't look up to them, so if the chayadim, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah kibud av. They say, if a chayedim writes, if somebody who's mechabed his parents with all the pulis, but deep down he thinks, they're maratzim, they're not chashva people. He's oiv what the Torah says, ora makla ova v'imay, which Chazal taich, ora mevaza v'imay, even if it's delays. The shayla is, ma yachta ben v'lo yachta. How are we supposed to love somebody if we feel that we have kindness to him, if he bothers us, if he's not doing the right thing? How are you supposed to mekayim this mitzvah of kibud av, the Chayyid and Messiah, and this does, like. There's a beautiful stickle of Gemara in Shabbos. I think that really gives us an important insight, not only to this inyan of Ahavas Yisrael, but it's a really nakuda that you have to take with you in mechalal the inyan of Vidal Machaveirim. The Gemara says in Kufcha Zayin Mabez, Maisa Adam Echad, and here in the Gemara is not saying who it is, but if you look in the Shiltis and Shmois, the beginning of Shilt, the Mem, it says the same Maisa, and it says it's Rabbi Kiva, the Hilgatan Rabbi Kiva. Shayarid Migal Elyon, this Rabbi Kiva became a worker for somebody for 3 years. He left his family to make money. I said up to Gemara. At the end of the 3 years of the Gemara, he went to the Baal Abbas and said, Amalei Tamli Tzchari, I worked for 3 years, pay me for all the 3 years of work. Eilach ve'ezen esishteiz ben ebani, I will go and I'll feed my family. I worked for 3 years, I left him for 3 years. You can imagine the mysterious nefesh to leave a family 3 years. So he wanted to pay. So Amalei to the Baal Abbas told him, Ein li mayis, I don't have money. You realize it's very modern. You're working for somebody for 3 years. And in the Shultz it says it was Rabbi Lezman Hukinis, the Grace Aisha, and he has no money all of a sudden. Very strange. No, so Rabbi Kiva says, Amalei, okay, you don't have money, tell me Paris. I worked on Paris, I worked in a farm in the summer, so give me the Paris that I worked for. So again, the Baal Abbas says, Ainley, I don't have. Again, it's very modern. He works for Paris, there's no Paris. Tell me Karka, okay, so give me Karka. After all, he worked on the Karka for 3 years. So the Baal Abbas again said, Ainley. Okay, Rabbi Kiva goes, right, said, no, you don't have that. Tamli Karim Vakista. I slept in a bed. Give me the pillows, the blanket, something. Epis, Sashavakasa. I left my family for 3 years to support them. Give me something. Ainley. Again, he has nothing. He worked for Aisha for 3 years, and he comes to payday, he has nothing. Hishbul Kelev Achayrev. He packed his bags, like they say. Vahalach Lebeisei Vipachi Nefesh. And he went home to Brach and Ahait. He left his family, he left his wife and children for 3 years. He worked for somebody who had so much money. And after payday, the man has nothing. Ainley, and he goes home. You realize what's going on here. He had seen the person had so much money, had so much karma, kistays, and had so much payers and karka. And nachamal, ainley. So the Gemara that tells, Yitaka went home, the Pachi Nefesh, and a few days later, this Baal Abbas came to him with ungeladen, with Michael and Mishtim and Megadim, and he asked Rabbi Kiva, said, I don't understand you. I can't imagine, how is it possible? How did you do that? I'm saying Ainley, and you took it, you macabled, you went home. What did you think? What did you think with all this time I'm saying Ainley? So the Gemara Rabbi Kiva said, he said, Ainley Mois, you had money. No, I thought Takamachi Bezo. You got a big sale, a big closeout, and you took all your money, you bought cheap items to be able to resell it. So you don't have money. I told you, Ainley Behema, you saw the Behemas running around. I thought, no, Muskeris Biarachayim, Dr. Kiva. Maybe you rented them to somebody to use, and right, they're not yours. I said, Ainley Karka, but I have Karka. But the Kiva says, yeah, maybe Muskeris Biarachayim. You gave it to somebody that he could use it, and therefore right now it's not yours. But I told you, Ainley Paris, you saw the Paris. Kiva said, no, Shema Einem Musaris. Maybe the Paris are not Gemaisit, and you can't give away Paris are not Gemaisit. Ainley Karim Vakista, as I said, I have no pillows. You saw I had pillows. Shema Higdish Kol Nechasim L'Shemayim. Maybe you gave, you made a net that you magnish all your Nechasim to Shemayim, and therefore you have no Karim Vakista, you have nothing. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Baal Abbas exclaimed, I swear to you, that's Kach Havataka. And the Gemara's lashon is Hadarti Kol Nechas. I made a net that all my nechasim should go to Hegdish. And that's the end of the story. And the Gemara says, and therefore you see the importance of being down with Kavshul. Sounds like a very nice story. It's a parrot for everything. Hegdim Asher, the Zach is pleading his gavus. Mamish Kleitzich Nish. Doesn't begin. The whole story does not begin. I mean, let's think a second. All the terutim have holes in them. He said, you might have, I don't have money, because I bought Pakamachi Brazil, right? You bought a warehouse of goods. So give me the goods. You bought goods, so give me the goods, and I'll sell them, and I'll make the money back. What kind of tariff is that, Frank Dimashah? Nochmeh, Dr. Dimashah, Halacha, it says, I could demand the owner of those goods, the taste, I could demand my Baal Abbas to go sell them, he should be Matriach, and he should give me the money. So Fred Dimasha, what kind of terrace is it if you bought goods? So go to the store, sell them, and give me the money. It's not a terrace. Nachman found in Masha, the parents were not Musarim, they weren't Gemaisit. So what's the big deal? I have an answer. Be Maisa of the parents and give me the parents. The whole thing doesn't make sense. One parent, Machanan, is Mamish, there's no parents at all. And Masha is not a sterke of Tasha. He had one parent, a different parent, and this. Why did he say Pashit? I was Magdam the Shemayim. Maybe you were Magdam the Shemayim. Why do you have to say it was this and it was that? And at the end, when he got all desperate, he was Magdam the Shemayim. He should have said a Chatzilla. I thought you Magdam the Shemayim. Which taka was there, man? So I want to tell you what I think Be'ez Hashem could be shot in this Gemara. We hear the Indian of Dan Lekavskos. And why do we think, the first thing we hear about Dan Lekavskos, we think it about Ditshiva. So say, Dan Lekavskos, there was a ditch of a rav, and whenever he saw an avla, he was on the chus, a fine nizach. Maybe that's why we don't realize the importance of down the kav's chus. Because the mitzvah of down the kav's chus is not only for the baditchiva. The mitzvah of down the kav's chus is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. The pasuk says, Betzedek tishvar amisecha, and the Gemara in Shavuos daf lamed says, what's shad Betzedek tishvar amisecha? One of the pshatim is, Habidan et chaverach lekav's chus. And this is not the only chazal that tells about this chiyuv. The Mishnah Avos, the first perek, and there's different sugis and shas that speak about this inyan of dan lekav's chus. And most rishonim say this is a chiyuv, a mitzvah min ha-Torah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah in Kufayin Zayin, the smag and the smak, and the chinuch in Reish Lamed Hei, Rabbeinu Yoine, Shar Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Ois Reish Utches. They all say this is a chiyuv, a mitzvah min ha-Torah. The same mitzvah like lulav and shayfa and sukkah is a mitzvah to be done with kavshchus. In fact, the Rambam tells us a very frightening thing. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Dalet, he speaks about different averis that a person, Rachmana Litzlan, will never do tshuva on. That says he will die without doing tshuva, which is a shrek lechazah. And one of those things that the Rambam is when a person is not down with kavshchus, because he doesn't even realize he did an avla. The Aruch HaTzadikim in Shara Tshuva, who's also a Rishon, he says the same thing, but he says it even more frightening. Who only a day is there oven gadol? By not being down like Avschus, is an oven gadol, and therefore he will die without Tshuva. That's a terrible zech. And that's halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi said. So, hey, when you see that somebody doing an avla, whether the avla is to you, whether the avla is to Yenim, or the avla is benam l'machem, there's a mitzvah min hatayir to be down like Avschus. Just like we put on tefillin in the morning and we sit in the sukkah on sukkahs, there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah to be down with kavshchus. And this idea by itself should be enough l'chayra to give us a little of a chizuk and a serious in the midst of being down with kavshchus. And the frat b'nei Torah, the b'nei Torah with our whole lives is a lives of diktuk and mitzvahs, not just doing mitzvahs of a hidden mitzvah and diktuk and mitzvah. Here we're dealing with a mitzvah min ha-Torah that's not some a diktuk, it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. There's a ma'aser that's mekubal, ishmi piyish. It's brought in the paiskim lahalacha. Somebody once came to Reb Chaim Volozhiner and said, "Rebbe, I have bad news for you. Your brother Reb Zalman, something happened to him. He's got to me daiti. I saw Michal Shabbos last night." And we know Reb Zalman Volozhiner, the Chaim writes about him, was bigger than Reb Chaim. The Goyin said he's not a person; he's a malach. And here the person comes to Reb Chaim and says, "Your brother became Michal Shabbos. I don't know what happened to him." So Zalman got very nervous. What happened? He says, "You're not going to believe me. It's hard to believe, but I saw Be'einer Isi. Last night, Friday night, I saw my own eyes. Zalman was running in the street with a torch in his hand, with a lantern in his hand. He wasn't dressed properly. He had no yarmulke on, and he's running in the street. And when I finally got close to him, he runs by. He says, 'Good Shabbos,' and he runs weiter. And I'm telling you, it's hard to believe, but I saw Be'ein Ha'Risi." Reb Chaim got very, very disturbed, and right away he sent the shliach to call Reb Zalman to his house, and he told him what happened. "Listen, what happened?" He goes, "It's Taka right. He's 100% right. Can't have him. Why? Why did I do that? I'll tell you simple. Friday night, Taka, I was sleeping and I heard somebody was crying downstairs. My downstairs neighbor was crying. And I'm a light sleeper and I hear she's calling her husband, 'Wake up, wake up. It's seems that she was a muberes, and it came the eighth moledes, and she had to call the doctor to help on delivery. The husband was a very, very deep sleeper, and she's calling him, "Wake up, hurry up, it's the time, and that's lost. I realize this is a matter of the kulach nefesh. We know a yaledes has a din of a chaylish yesh by sakana. I thought to myself, gaval, I have a mitzvah of the kulach nefesh. So I jumped out of bed and I realized, if I get dressed properly, kulach nefesh, I'm wearing pajamas, is it good enough? So I started running, called the doctor. Because it's a dark night, I'm going to run without a lantern, chas v'shalom, I could trip, I could fall into a hole. So I realized, the kulach nefesh, I took the lantern. As I'm running very fast, the wind blew my yarmulke off. So I turn back to get a yarmulke. Yarmulke is a chosh of a zach, a heli gezach. The kulach nefesh. So I ran weiter. And I met that yitaka. So what should I, well, I shouldn't take a Shabbos to yid. I took a Shabbos to him. And this mice, like I said, is brought, is mekubal, it's brought in Paisim Mahalacha. And we hear this story, it's such a shame, the mice, right? The gevaldige mice. You know what my spyler from this mice is? Look what happens. Kukla tutsa. Look at the price you pay if you're not down like Kashkos. Here you see a tzaddik yisar oylam, or Zalman Velazhina, and a person looks at him like the biggest Michal Shabbos. And then what happens, you hear a little bit of the facts, you hear what tutsach really, from the biggest Chil Shabbos, becomes a mitzvah, the kuch nefesh, becomes mesiras nefesh, from Chiyav Skila becomes a mitzvah deraisa of pikuach nefesh. And that's the price you pay when you're not down like Havskot. That's the price, the same person in a chud asayra, in a manut, the person becomes from Mechal Shabbos, from the Meshugana, he becomes the Zalman Velaz and the Tzalak that he always was. What's different? What's missing? It's missing this Indian of being down like Havskot. And that's the Churban. That's the terrible avla of not being down like Havskos. I think we could say in our own lives, we could think back to things that we saw, that we were very upset about, that we were very angry about. We saw Yenim did something, and then we found out we were missing one of the facts. Something was missing, and the mice was nothing wrong. And we think that all that agmas nefesh, and all that anger, and that chalisha that das, that was all my fault. Because I didn't hear the story. I wasn't down like Havskos. The chinuch, when he speaks about this mitzvah of Amakav Schutz, says this is the Siba Lias Ben Anoshim Shalom V'Reyes, and that's the kavan of the mitzvah to bring shalom between people. But I have a different aspira from this mitzvah, which is Bem Zadav Pashit. It's no shayla. That person that went to Chaim Volozhina, no matter, even the story was so as bizarre as it was, that person was mevatel mitzvah seimin atayra of betzedek tishvan amisacha. Why? I did. That's what the mitzvah is all about. Rabbi said. And a chenami, you see an avla and you see a terrible avla, but that's when the mitzvah of betzedek tishvan amisacha is given. The Rebbeinu Yoina writes klar in the Shaar Tshuva, attack what I mentioned before, that by talmid chacham, even if it's noitel akaf chayiv, there's a chiyav, there's a mitzvah min atayra abin dam akaf chos. That person that went to Chaim Volozhina would never have dreamt of not wearing tefillin or not sitting in the sukkah, but he was oivan a mitzvah midaraisa of Dan Lekaskos. And the Chavetz Chaim paskens like this, that by Yitam Lechachem, even if it's noita lekaskoi, there's a chiyav min atayr of being Dan Lekaskos. It's hard, we don't understand, but that's the mitzvah, that's mamish the mitzvah is all about. And the frat by Yitam Lechachem, Rabbi Zangzand always says over, do you see how the Yetzirah works? the biggest Yetzirah that we have, the biggest suffering that a person feels is to talk Lashon Hara back at Dailam. This Avla and that Avla. And there, in every word, is Oiva on this Issa, besides Lashon Hara and Machlaikis, of the Tzadik Tishbar HaMisach. Because even if Lo Yetzor, it looks as terrible as it is, but that's good for what the mitzvah is all about. The Shlach Kaddish, when he speaks about this Indian of Dama Kavschus in the Shar Oisius, Ois Kavschus, he calls it Amida, Ma'ula, Buyakara, Mainat, Haktat, Mamriva, Vanasa, and Shalom Ba'oyim. And this is another Indian, another Chizuk, in this Indian of being Dama Kavschus. But to realize how much a person makes machlekes and sinner, all because he doesn't realize was tutzich bayena. Rabbi Zangzin once talk, he said in the Mishnah and Avos, Mishnah is three things. Asay l'charav, k'nei l'chachava, and afterwards, havidana k'ol m'kaf schus. Why punk that mid of all midas as a Mishnah, cheshmanayt for the other two midas as gavayt? So he says, because this thing of Dhamma Kaf's course is Yasacha called Talubai, Yisoid Vishairish Lachal Mida Yikara. And this is Pashad Azai. A person in his life, say, the young years and especially the older years, you always meet up with people. People do things wrong. And that's the biggest sieve of Machlaikis. When somebody does something wrong, somebody bothers you. And so many times, maybe right at the time, it's only because you don't know the facts. You don't know what's Tutsarim. You don't know why Yenim did that. The mitzvah was given to avoid machlekes, to avoid sin. And that's just one part of this gevaldige mitzvah, this midi yukara, yasei chakol talubai, of being down the kapstos. First, before anything, just to find out vastu, to find out the real facts, to realize that it's not some amida taiva, that's a chiyav in a taiva. But there's a different nekuda that I want to start on tonight. And the nekuda, like I said before, is not only an union of being down the kaskos, but it's a yisoid v'chlal avirad machaveri. It's a yisoid that a person should be able to tsukum and epis etvas in the midst of a hafter yachikam b'yifa. Chazal saying, in kol malam de hiskalti. A person, you see things in the world, you have to try to take a musa haskel, try to take a lesson from every different thing. Over the years being here, I learned a few interesting things that I want to share with you, which I think are very important in this inyan of Haftar Yachakim Baishan. Sometimes I'm told about a certain bacha that he's not learning, he's not davening, he's not doing what a daftan. So I go over to him, I say, Rabiyat, you know, I heard this and this about you, you're not learning, you're not davening, your Rebbe tells it to me, it's not shmuis from the gas. And all of a sudden I hear, it's like a mayan hamiz gava. He starts telling me, terutzim, pshetlach, mamish, like a spitz lomdis, v'yesh laima, and a whole mahalach, a whole shetel, mamish, which spits goyness, everything that she tosses. Alt stimmt. Mamish, it's unbelievable how a person could be so oiske arbit, oiske chazin, and finally gets close to himself. Lamaisa, he knows, and I know that he knows, that in ishkistaygen, ishkiflaygen, that's what a person is. And the emphasis is, I don't think he's really lying, consciously. But that's what a person is. The Chacham Mikol Adam Shleim HaMelech was a Pashtan HaMensch. He writes in Mishlei Perek Yud, I'll call to show him Tichas HaAva. A person, every person has Averus. Every person sees Avlis. But when there's a Bissel HaHavas Yisrael, when this Etva is a little bit of Havas Mach HaMensch, you don't see the Avlis. The Mitzudis Taich is a Fanart, Aval Ahavas Odom Lechaveira Tichas Al Kol Davar Pesha Leval Yakbid Af Al Davar Kasha. And that's the Mitzvah. When there's Ahava, there's no sinner. When there's really a love for Lachayit, not Pshat, you have to overlook the Chisroinus. You don't see the Chisroinus. And this by a person to himself, the biggest Ahava is present. And then that's why Lamaisa, you confront him with the biggest Ahavas. He doesn't know what you're talking about. And like I said, of the Inami, Yashloimel, and Yazaiti, and Klachaderach Zum, it's a whole Mahalach. And it's not Dama Angeret. That's where the Eibishter made a person. When there's a Hava, there's no Sinner. When there's a Gefil for Yenim, there's no Tainus. I once Taki asked, in the Gemara in Brachis and Bav Metzia, says that after the Beis Midrash was Mechrav, all the Sha'arim were closed except for the Sha'arim and Mois. And once there's another shahr that's not closed, and I see it b'chush, so I call the shahri terutzim. Yeah, a person could do the biggest avla, but not that he has a teretz. He has a shahri terutzim. He has a whole variety of terutzim. Ma'ad nemtzach hazadah. The Chavetz Chaim Taka, I was in Chavetz, his vitz, but he says it of MS in Chavetz Chaim in Essay Gimel, v'aklal, mi sheroi tzeladna l'kastchus, lo yizgu lefon of darki haschus. The shari terutzim is always open if you're looking for them. But v'nemtzif, how does a person get that shari terutzim? Shleimah Melech told for you, and Tzalkol B'shoyim Techas Ava. When there's a Hava, there's no time. When there's a Gefil, there's no complaint. And that's the mitzvah that we have. That's the chiyav min haTorah, which the Rishonim say is a chiyav, not stam a devar shus, of being down the kavshus. The way we look at ourselves, that with all the tainus, we have to root him. That we have to look at Yenim. I once heard from Rebbe Zangezon, he told me that in the union of Shmiras HaLashon, there's so much doing in the world to stop Lashon Hara, and it's meridik. But there's one Eitzah that really is the best Eitzah of all the Eitzahs. There's a one Eitzah that doesn't just stop Lashon Hara, but it stops Lashon Hara, and stops the whole Cheshik for Lashon Hara, and stops the whole Nesorim for Lashon Hara, and that's Ahavas Yisrael. When somebody loves another person, he b'shum oifin can't talk Lashon Hara. He b'shum oifin can't open his mouth if he had him, because I'll call b'shayim techas Ahava. And he said then that his mother never spoke a word of Lashon Hara. And it wasn't because she learned Chavetz Chaim, because she learned Shmiras HaLashon, but she couldn't talk Lashon Hara. She didn't have that Nisayin Bechalal by her. She didn't have a Cheshik, a Yetzahara Nisayin, talk Lashon Hara. She was so full of Ahava. She was so full of love for Nachayid. How can you talk Lashon Hara? The way we feel about ourselves, the way we take a look at ourselves, that when we have Avla after Avla, we have Shekel after Shekel, and Teretz after Teretz, that's really the mitzvah of Ahav Yach Kamoifa. The way you love yourself, I have Kutrainis, I have mistakes, I do things that are wrong, but I forget about that, I look at my Milas. That is the mitzvah of Ahav Yach Kamoifa. And that's what Shlomo Melech told us. That Yisoy Gadol of Kol Peshoyim Techas Ahavim. And I once thought Nacha Deher, Nacha Nakuda, which is really, I think it's an Avona Amitis in a Shtikl Sugya in Shas that's very, very shver. Again, you have this in Brachis in Chav Gimel Mabez, you have it in, I think it's Sanhedrin also. The Gemara has a halacha, and then the Gemara comes along and says, Piyufta, Ogifret. Right after the Gemara says, Hilchasa. The halacha is taka like that halacha. The Zachas Pliyadik. You ask the Shtanka Kasha, you called it a Tiyufta, and a minute later they say, Tiyufta and Brachas, Tiyufta v'Hilchasa. If you have a Kasha, you have no Teretz, so be past this Tiyufta v'Hilchasa. So again, I learned Mikom Alam, the answer to this question. You ask a person, you see, he did an Avla, he did something wrong, yes, the new Rabid, Kach v'Kach Asisa, what's the Teretz? So believe it or not, if you talk, and sometimes it does happen, I've seen it, that the person really realizes that he was wrong. He realized he did an avla. Taka, he has no teretz. He's quiet. And then you see a davar pella. And then you see something which I think is the yisoid of Ahavas Yisrael. And it's the yisoid of Avodat Mechaveiro. The person walks away, and you think what's going on in his mind right now. What is going on in that person's mind? Do you think for 1 second it was ever Oyla al Das that he did something wrong? Do you think for 1 second that he's realizing that he's having charata what he did? Do you think in his eyes he's any less Adam Choshev now than when he was yesterday? Do you think he's any less of Baal Madrega after he did this Avla? Avadanat. Are you just Maida? Are you realizing he did something wrong? Are you realizing I have a kash without a teretz? You know what develops up? For a kasha starfinish. And Ukram, you have a kasha. Good, so Zaina Zoi. For a kasha starfinish. I might be too yufta, but I'm not Ogifrek. I'm still the same person. I did something wrong, but I did so much right. And the person, believe me, I have no suffix, is Zel Batsabik by Zil. He doesn't go to Brochen that he did something wrong, because the Takatasha, but for a kasha starfinish. In other words, you can have a kasha, you can have a stark kasha, but it doesn't change the person. The person remains as other person. Then I understood that shot in the Gemara. Tiyufta means the big kasha, gefarlach kasha, tzarechi in gadol. A kasha and a kasha stark minish. The Gemara is shver, but it's not ogifek. And therefore, if you be tak a kasha, but hilchasa, but it's not a spira. You can have a kasha, but lamaisa, the Gemara blight. This is a tchuna that a person has to have in Adam Chaveirin. He has to look at Nachayid And even if he sees the biggest Sarfian Gadlos, even if he sees the biggest Kashis, even if he sees the biggest Avlis, but he has to realize Noch Ayid is never Ogifresh. A Yid could be to Yufta Ahin, a Yid could be to Yufta Her, but for Akashis Takminin, for Ayid blights Ayid. That is the mitzvah hafreach kamoicha. That is the chiyuv of having done his kolam makaf schus. You have a kasha, there's no teretz go zayin azoy. Oh, but yid is never ogifret. The gemara in Soif Hagiga, darshan the pasuk in Sir Hashirim. Kifelach harimah nakaseich, darshan the gemara. Afilu poise Yisrael, meleim mitzvot kirimah. And Taisa says, Clara, we're talking about Baal Averis Gedoilim. So how could that be? Mur is telling us that even a Paisa Yisrael is Malayim Mitzvah Kirimon. And we wonder, so, but today we don't see that. Today we see Paisa Yisrael that are not Malayim Mitzvah Kirimon. What happened? Did the Paisa Yisrael change? Or our Paisa Yisrael today different than Amal of the Paisa Yisrael? I tell you no. Paisa Yisrael from Amal and Paisa Yisrael from today are all the same. You know what changed? Our eyes changed. Because Chazal had lichtige Eugen that they saw in every Yid. A Yid could be Teyufta, but a Yid not Ogifrek. Chazal realized that even in a place of Yisrael, they saw the Malaya Mitzvah Kerimon. What changed is our Sugan to Nachayid, our Ahava to Nachayid. The Chazal's Ahava that was Mechasan Kol Pesha saw in even a place of Yisrael that Chazal called a Baal Averis Gedolos. Chazal saw in him only the Inyan of Malaya Mitzvah Kerimon. It's because we don't have those Eugen. So we talk and say, where's the Malaya Mitzvah? We see Baal Averis. And that's what we're missing, Rabbi Say. That's what we're missing. That must have that you could look at somebody and you could see a Baal Averis, but you only see Malay Mrs. Kariman. That's not it's a Yufta, but a person is never Ogifrek. And that's the person who lives by Zichagan Slevin. But what happens a few minutes later? After he's a Yufta of an Ogifrek, he sees Yenam Dunganavla. This Chava does something wrong. And he gets all tekocht. What's haste? An avla? I can't take it. I can't be saivel. So you tell him, take it easy. Listen, take it easy. What's an avla? What do you mean, take it easy? Oyevi Hashem sinura shegeit neron tachlis finis a nation. David HaMelech said it. It bothers me, avlas. And that's our problem, everybody says. That's our problem. When it comes to ourselves, our kol b'shoyim techasa avach. We don't see avlas. We see tiyuftes, but not ogifrek. And then when it comes to yenim. When we see the Kleinus Chassarim by Yen, and what happens? It bothers us. We can't be Soivel. It's too big of an Asoyim. What do you mean, Dam the Kapskos? I'm a person, I cannot be Soivel Avlis. So why by yourself are you a Soivel Avlis? Can a person say he has no Avlis? But did he ever think he's Ogifrek? Did he ever think he's less of a Chosh of a person that he did an Avla? And that's the terrible Chassarim. Because then a person of Adrei to Yoytze is Ochen Veyat that Mensch. We all know that the only derech aliyah, the only way to steig in ruchnius is if a person wants to become better. If a person makes a mistake, he wants to change. When a person does an avla, he has to mourn from himself. He has to demand, I want a ticket on that. But when it comes to yenim, when yenim does the chisarim, if you could give musa, fine. If you could misakin it, fine. If you could do something to correct the situation, you have a mitzvah of achayach techayach. But we're talking about tonight. Whenever we speak tonight, we're talking when there is no efsheris of echeach techiach of any kind of tikkun. So what's our job when we see chasarim gadol bayenim? Our job is we have to reach to moicha. Our job is to see that even a paisa Yisrael is malei mitzvah kirimon. And if a person doesn't do that, he's not missing a maila. He's being mevatel a mitzvah semin atayra. And that's the chazanish when he in munu betachin. In Perek Aleph, Sifir Aleph, he speaks about what he calls the Yekira HaNefesh, the very special Nefesh. And he says, you know how that Yekira HaNefesh lives? You know what his life is all about? He does something which is Sfirim Nehubei. Zakti, you know what he does? Ma'ashim es atmai al kol shal al chisaron hashlemus. On every klinikite that something he does wrong, he munds himself. He wants to change himself. It's Taignish. When he's dealing with Yenim, he's Mezake es Echav, Zechus Gemura u Mechletes. He finds a perfect ois gehalten is chutz, af im ka ovois agola chatoyev. Even if the person's chet is so grub like ka ovois agola. And that's our job in this world. Mitzad echad, if we do avlis, if we do something wrong, we have to be misakin it. You'll never grow if you overlook your own chesroinus. That's mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni, if you see by yenim ka ovois agola, if you see yenim is even malayim mitzvah kirimayim, if you can't correct that situation, then you have to take a look at him in the midstream. And if you, even if the person Rachmana Litzlan is what the Gemara calls Poisha Yisrael, you have to see the Malay Mitzvah Kirimon. This is Muhammad Chus, even Ka'ovei Sagola. But it's not Shver, Rabbi Say, because we do it with ourselves also. When we have Chesroinus, even if it's big Chesroinus, even if it's to Yuftis, but like we're not Ogefrekt. When Akash is Tarpanish. And that's the Chiyav Min HaTorah, to look at Yenom like that. You have a kashi, he's not ois kalten, he's not ois geharbit. But if I can't do anything about it, I have to see the malaya mitzvah kareem in Shabbat. That's the aleph of a half the reachat ha-moicha. My Rebbe's angst and the way he tells over, there's halacha, which is important in Shulchan Aruch, that when a person makes a hesped on a mace, Allah, it's also to add onto it, to add shvachim, not to be magazim and say different shvachim. Today, light, I don't know why people make up all these stories. You don't know who the mess even is, the way they describe it. But in Shulchan Aruch and Shindal Lem, it's Paskin, Mechaba Paskin, also lahaflik the shvacha yais midai. You know how to add on to a person's shvachim. And the Svar Magdash should say it's a terrible kitrik. Hoshid, it's a terrible chisaron for the neshama of the maze if you say things about him but are not true. When Azay Paskin did the Mechaba in Yaradeya. And his lashon is elamazgim. You just tayvish shabai. You say like it is. Umaysifim by k'tas. Frag the taz. What's going on here? You know how to make a lie, but you're allowed to make a little lie. Frag the taz. Mali shekin meruba. Mali shekin mud. What's the chiluk? A little bit. Zog the chida. Geval the gevart. Of an earth in Birki Yosef. Nobody knows what's tutzach by yenim. Nobody really knows yenim is madrega. You could see yenim is a pasha dimensh. But you don't know how chashiv he is in Shemayim. Zav dechida, when your moisis tzas to a person's madrega, it's not sheker. It's kula yemes. Zav dechida, because we don't know what's tutzich bayenin. Because by us might be a pashut mensch, but in Shemayim is a mensch that's berum hamayla. Zav dechida, that when you see a person on your moisis tzas, that's kula yemes. Maisa b'nei adam nisfarim him. Do we have a madrega was made nacha mensch, was made a pashut mensch? The Tzad Mareb is the final of Racha, lived in Eretz Yisrael after the Mechama. And when he left to move to America, his Talmidim, the Chassidim, came to Rebbe, what's going to be with us in Eretz Yisrael? We have problems, we need a Yeshua, who do we go to? You know what the Tzad Mareb said? The Tzad Mareb, he knew a Madrega, he knew what it means, Sitkis, he said, you have no problem. I'll give you a push of the Eitzah. When you go to Shul and Davin in the morning, and a Yid takes off his jacket, and rolls up the sleeve to put on tefillin, if you see by him some numbers, numbers that he got in the concentration camps, go to him for a bracha. Go to him for Yeshua. Because he's an Adam Gadol. You hear that? Because he went through such a Gehenim. He went through such a Yisurim. He had so many problems. And if he could still wear tefillin today, in Shemayim, he's a Gadol of Yisrael. That's what this Birki Yosef is telling us. We see a posh of the person. Who has a chutzpah to call a pashta person? Do we know what a pashta person is? Do we know what tzitzich b'yam? Do we know that it's yainis, the shverakai, the yisurim that he had? And we see a pashta person. What does pashta person mean? The Gemara in Bava Basra, the famous Gemara that Yud, says, came Yenevelt, he said, Al yainim lamata, tachtainim lamayla, oilam hafecha isi, right? I see in this Velt, there are pashta people, and Yenevelt, the simple people, el te tachtainim is lamayla. So what does the Gemara say? Oilam Bar Is, you saw ganz good. That's the way it is. What by us is achpayim, simple people. They learn the Bat Gemara and that's it. They do the Pasuk Chumash and that's it. But who knows what's really doing with them? Who knows the Nistarim of them? They're Nistarim. Who knows what's really doing by them? Do we know the Nisyanis? Do we know the Chinuch they had? Do we know what they went through to learn that Pasuk Chumash? Do we know their problems in Gezunt and Panasa? Who has a chutzpah to call the person the Pasuk the person? The Gemara Brach is. Who's a hedges? Do we have a joitis in our eyes? We have a joitis, right? A pashta mensch. Come to the tzibber and the son goes, chas v'shalom. There is no yid at the hedges. Gemara is talking about a guy. That's hedged. Birchas hedged, and he brings like the Gemara Taki says that story was by a guy Yishmelach. That's a hedged. But a yid to call him a hedged. He had that the nitziv was not soivel. There's a yid called a hedged. There's a posh of the mensch. And it has a lot of honor, Rabbi say. Because my sib in Ayodem Nistarim. Nobody knows what's Tutsach Bayanim. And more so, nobody knows what's Tutsach Bashamayim. Because Lamaisa, the person, if he's a Pasha the mensch, but if he's doing Kefi Kaychaisav, if he's doing Kefi his Chinach, and Kefi his Maxif. So it's Gans you're talking. The Lasulavi, we're going to see Tachtainim. What by us is Tachtainim. It's really Lamaila all the way up. And I think the MS, we see this in our own lives also. Don't get insulted, but let me ask you a question. Although all of you here are B'nai Aliyah, the guest of B'nai Torah, but don't we know somebody that's bigger than us? Don't we know somebody that davens more than us, and learns more than us, and maybe sleeps less than us, and plays less than us, and eats less than us? Do we ever for one second think that by us felt, because Yenim learns more, or Yenim davens more? Do we ever think that we're not doing the right thing because there's a Yenim that's ahead of me? What are you talking about, right? I'm doing Kefi my Kaychas. I'm doing Kefi what the Eibishter gave me. He has bigger Matanis. He has bigger Kishreinis. He has a bigger Siyata de Shemaya. That's him. He's okay and I'm okay. And you know what would I say? That could be Yemes. A person, Kefi is Dan and Shemayim, Kefi is Chinach, Kefi is Kaychas, Kefi what he was given, his Matanis, his health, and his Panas and everything, and the whole picture. So it's Taka Yitachim. That Yenim Taka learns more than me and Davins more than me, but he was gebench with more kaiches and more gishmak and more whatever it may be. And that could be Yemes. So why can't we take that same yesod and look at our chava? Taki he's not learning as much as us. And Taki he's not davening as much as us. But again, if we can't help him in any way, if we can't be masak in the situation, we have to see the Malayim mitzvah riman shabai. We have to realize he doesn't have my mishpacha, he doesn't have my chinach, he doesn't have my gezunt, he doesn't have my kaychus, he doesn't have my ratzin, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. And after the whole list, you have to see one thing. You have to see the shenket at that yid. You have to see the Malayim mitzvah riman, because even by a paisha Yisrael, if you have the lichtige eigen of ayin toiva, you'll see it. And we to ourselves, we use that hashkafa. We don't feel guilty because Yenim is better than us. So what's felt if we don't see Yenim like that? To felt the hafter yachat and like it's felt our love to Nachayid. The famous word, my shred time is in Tel Aviv, Shagafaivo. Al Kodesh Chavecha Chagil in the Koimai. What does that mean? That means he has to, that you can only judge somebody if he has your tchunis and your chinach and your mishpacha and your nesyonis and your gezunt and your kaychus. And then if it's all the same, you can judge him. Zokov Shagar Feivel, that's never true. You never have a person that's exactly like you. So if that's the case, you never ever have a right to judge somebody. Because Yenim is not you. And Yenim is a different din in Shemayim. And maybe that same person is Tachtainim Lamayla. Maybe because according to his chinach and his gelegenheit, what he's doing is better than what you're doing. You have to remember one thing, this yisoid. Al kol pishoyim techas ahava. There is a shari terutzim that we use for ourselves all the time. There is a yisoid that we don't see our chesreinus. That's the chiyuv to look at Yenim like that. Just like by us, we see chesreinus, we have avlas, we have shortcomings, we're not as good as Yenim, but it doesn't bother us, because we know we're trying and that's it. That's the way we have to look at somebody else also. And I think that's the pshat in the Gemara Shabbos that we mentioned. Enochanami, Rabbi said, the terutim were not terutim. Enochanami, he could have gemaisid, and he could have takisfolded, and he could have given him the patamatya. But that's really what the mitzvah of Dan Lekavskos is all about. That even if you see a teyufta, even if you see a tzarchi in God, but the mensch is not ogifrekt. If you see terutim, it makes sense, so it's not a kunz. The mitzvah of a tzedek, tishbein amisecha, is like that Gemara tells us. That you see stories that are nishkishteigen and nishkishleigen. But you know what the mitzvah is? The mitzvah is al kol pishoyim techas ahava. Because if you have avas Yisrael, you don't see the chesreinus. Ayah doesn't make sense. Ayah to tzarachin gadol. Ayah to tiyufta. But that's the Yisoid. The Yisoid of Ahavas Yisrael is, it could be a Teyufta, but it's not Ogefrek, but Akash is Takmanist. You could see it as somebody who's a Paish of Yisrael, but you have to see the Gur Shabbai. You have to see the Malaya Mitzvah Yiman Shabbai. And therefore, Akash is not true. Enechanami, or the Kiva Taka, they weren't good to root them. But you're wondering, who, how could a person come to such a madrega? How could that person, he sees so many kashas and so many problems, he has no panas for his family, and all he sees is chusin. How could a person like that person manufacture stutzim, to fend for nachayit? How is it you're talking that a person works for 3 years, leaves his family behind, and all he says is stutzim to fend for yenim? You know why? You know why he could do that? Because who was that person, Rabbi said? Who was that person that was saying all these terutzim? It was Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva saw Bahav Toyach Tomecha, he saw in every yid the Malaya Mitzvah Pirimon. He didn't see Chasroinus. He didn't have to overlook them, but he didn't see them. He loved the yid so much that he could sit there and say stories and stories. Abi Yanim is Nis Agifret. And I think it's Takal Shitasai. Rabbi Kiva, the Heilige Rabbi Kiva, who was Bahav Toyach Tomecha, was his cause of the Mitzvah. He could take say all these Jerusalem. And maybe that's the Teretz Mashah's other kasha. Why did he have to give this whole Terutzim, the whole the variety of Terutzim, say one Teretz? Because that wouldn't be a Rebbe Kiva. The Ahava Rebbe Kiva was so great, he had Teretz, Nach Teretz, Nach Teretz. Because the biggest Teyufta, but it wasn't Log Effect. The Mishnah Novice, when it speaks about Eza Derech Yishara, the Mishnah speaks about Ayin Taiva. Rabbi Yankiv once said a Taira Vart. After the Chet of Eitz Hadas, there is nothing in the Welt that's Kulay Toiv. There is always a Taruvais of good and bad. Our Chiyav of Ayin Toiv is to see the Milas. The Pasuk Rabbi Sai says, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asi Yaseh Toiv La Yechta. If you see by your Chavah this Chesroinus, don't get shocked, don't get surprised. That's the way the world is. Our Chiyav, our mission on this world, of Yehath Reach Kemoicha, is our call for Shoyim Tichat Ahava. Just like by ourselves, we have Chesroinus, we have shortcomings, but we look at the Milas. That is the mitzvah of the Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. Even if a Yid Rachmana Litzlon, if what for us looks like a Paisha Yisrael, but Chazal with the Lichtiga Eugen, they saw the Malaya Mitzvah Riman Shavai. That's what it's all about. You should have so much Ahava, you shouldn't be able to see Chesroinus. And again, like I say, if you can correct the situation, but if you can't do anything about it, the Pashta man in shul, the Amoretz who doesn't open the Gemara but the Mincha Meir, and it bothers you, why is he wasting his time? You have to see the Malaya Mitzvah Yiman Shabbai. You have to see he davens Mincha, he davens Meir. And maybe for that, he's Tachtanim Lamaila. And this is not Stam Amidus Chassidus, this is the Chiyav, the Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. And I, it's so hard, what do you mean? I'm a very honest person, I'm a very straightforward person, so why do you do it for yourself? Why by you when you have a kasha, I'm a teyufta, not ogifrek? The same way we have to look at yanim. If we look at a person and we don't see them like a mitzvah yiman shabbai, it's not because that the place you saw today are different, but if we don't have the eyes that Chazal wanted us to have, we don't have that eye in taiva, we don't have that midah of seeing the good in every person, and that's a terrible lava. That's the mitzvah of a tzedek tishpat amisecha. People say, I have a chava, he's not learning. You want to correct him, fine. You don't want to correct him, you can't correct him. Look at his milas. Is Selta Ismailis? Is Selta Ismailis and a yid that Chazal were made that Malaya Mitzkiriman, even a place that you throw? People ask, it bothers me. It shows that they're missing the Aleph of Haftarach Kamoika. My parents, they don't learn, they're not B'nai Torah. How can I respect them? How could you respect the parents that worked the whole life bringing you up? Thus alone, that itself. That chesed alone is mechayiv, a leaven of hakaras hatoiv, a leaven of covet. And you don't see enough to be mechaved them? Chazal saw a poisha Yisrael, a balaveris gedolus, and they saw Malaya mitzvahs. Should it be hard for us to see in a parent an oifen of kibbut ke'echad hagdolim? If we're missing that, we're not missing a maila, we're missing v'haf v'riach ha'kameicha, we're missing the tchiv of a tzedek, tishpan amisecha. We're missing that Pashit the Maila of Ayin Toiva. Rabbein Yair in the Shari Tshuva tells a story about a chacham who was going to Talmidim, and they saw lying in the street a dead dog, and the dog had a very, very unpleasant odor. And I want to say Lashon Nekiyah, but say what he said it, how terrible of a smell it had. Talmidim said, Tama Masricha Nevei Levu. Look at the smell of it. So the Ben Yair says, the chacham said, you're making a mistake. Tama Levanai Shineha. Look how white are the teeth of that kelev. What's shot in this story? What is the chesed? What's the Musa Haskel? A dog that has a terrible odor is a dog with terrible odor. Are we mechuyed b'tzedek tishvara misecha to be melamed tzkos on a dog that has a terrible odor, Rabbi say? No, we're not. So what is this lesson teaching us? What is this story teaching us? What's the Musa Haskel? The Musa Haskel is train yourself to see milus. You can see so many chesroinus, but don't look at the chesroinus. See the milus. See the whiteness. See some mile in the person. Why? Why do I have to see a mile in a dog? What's the mila? I'll tell you why. Why is it so important? I'll tell you why. Because if you see the white in a dog, so you'll see him the chav of the Malay mitzvah Riman Shabbai. You won't say, how can I mechav my chava? How can you mechav my chava? You're supposed to see a mile even in the dog. You're supposed to look at miles. Don't see chesroinus. I'll call b'shoyim t'chasa'ava. How can I respect my parents? I don't see the milas. That's what this story is teaching us. If you look for milas, you'll see taka that the gdolim and echvadi aretz. And hopefully one day, if you use this attitude of seeing milas, hopefully you'll see in a place of Yisrael, you'll see the Malaya mitzvah remind. This story is teaching us that Yisrael Achayim. How do we come to the union of an Elma Chaveri, of a Havas Yisrael, of the Tzedek Tishbara Misecha? Realize Maisa B'nai Adam Nistarim. Look for the milas. Don't see chesroinus. Don't see chesroinus in Yenim. If you see a chesaron, if it's a till, a tayufta, a tarachin gadol, remember a yid is never agifet. You have no idea how much sinner, how much machlaikis, how much agmas nefesh you could avoid if you have this mida toiva nizgava ma'oid of ayin toiva, only looking at the milas. I can't do it, you could do it, because for yourself you do it. Because with all the tiyuftas you have on yourself, you're not agifet. And that's the chiyuv of Yaseach Kamaicha. Remember, that is the midah nizgava. That is what Rapam calls the midah kihadvi, that's the yisoid of Rav Mechaveroi. That midah yikara is the tzedek tishbara misecha. Yisich hasroinus zozayn, overlook at the milas. A few months ago, I found myself in a very, very difficult situation. And I was zoichet to a little side to Shmai, which I want to share with you tonight. There was a journalist who wrote articles for an Israeli paper, who somehow started becoming friendly with me, and he started talking with me. And you see the sinner Yisrael, Rachmanu Litzlan, the sinner that he had for me, in every word he said. And we started schmoozing in a few times, in a few weeks, we had a certain relationship. And Lebach, he was a Sinik Shanizba, but it bothered me how the resentment and the sinner that he had for me. One night he turns to me and says, listen, as a dati, as a firmayid, what do you say about the machlokes between this party, I'm not going to say the name, this party and that party, two firmayid and two firma groups that are fighting together. What do you say, what's the dati look at this machlokes? I realized I was in a big problem. If I say that talk is terrible, that they have the yidna fighting, from yidna fighting, so I'm bashmutting yidn, that you can't say. If I say it's not an avla, yidn fight, he couldn't either say, because that's really what he wants to hear. That's really what bothers him, that yidn fight and they don't care. I don't know what to say. And then the Eibishter Gehofen, I told him, I think, which is a Dove Emes. You know what the hashgafa of a firma yid is? You know what the yid thinks about every minute of his life? A yid hashkafa is that my heart has to be filled with so much ahavas Yisrael. I have to have so much love for every yid in my heart. I have no room to think bad about somebody. I can't even think and answer this question. How could I think about the chesaron by yenim? I'm so full of ahavas every single yid. How could I even think of answering this question? And he looked at me and said, you know, if every dati would think this way, there'd be much more datiim. And it bothered me so much. He said, anger eyes in the heart. He's so right. That's the biggest chil Hashem today, when Firma Yid and Rachmanos fight together. And if it's Shem Shemayim, it doesn't change it. What's the hashkafa Yid has to think? A Yid's heart has to be filled with so much ahava, with so much love for every Yid, that he can't see a chasarim. And this is not my chiddush, Rabbi Say. The Yishalmi and the Brachis said, in basa lisnoi, you want to hate somebody, you want to have kindness to Yenim, and the Yishalmi is not talking about Gerovim Achleikis, he's talking about Siddur Hashem Shemayim. Zechor, remember, you want to have kindness, Zechor she'ato oyev, ve'ein oyev soina. You know what I think the Yishalmi is telling us? He's telling us what I told that person. A Yid's heart has to be filled with so much ahava that he has a room for sinna. And that's really what Shlomo Melech told us. Al kol pishoyim techas ahava. Yisinach a Yid. And if you ask yourself, how could I love him? He has chesroinus. Then you're missing the aleph beis of Avas Yisrael. You're missing that musik that every Yid is so tired. How can we look down at him? And especially in our door. How much of a percent of Yidin today, 1% maybe, are Yidin from a Yidin? How could a person look down on the Chayid? Even Chazal said, even Paisha Yisrael, a Malayim Mitzvah Kirimon, how much more Yid, a Bach and Yeshiva to his Chava, even if he has Chesroinus? But remember, I'm Basta Lishna, Zechor Sha'ata Oyez. In the Yid's, in the Oyez's heart, there's no room for sinner. And this is really the Chiyav of a Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha, only see Milas, always see the goods of a Yid. And especially in these days, the days before Elul, this Shabbat, Benjamin Chodesh Elul, Chazal told us in so many different places that the way to be Zoycha in the Din Shemayim, if you're down the Kapskos, the Eivishta is down as the Kapskos. We need Schosim from the Eivishta. The Eitze is to see the Yid, the good kind of Yid, to see the Toivin of Yid. And remember this, and remember your whole life. In Basa, listen, if you have any Taina, if you have any look down on any other person, Zechor Sha'ata Oyhez. You are a year that has a mitzvah of hafta yachad amaycha. Ve'ein oyhev soina.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com